In Wisconsin, the federal SNAP program is known as Food Share. Under that program, food assistance recipients can participate in employment and training programs to help them find work. Each county administers or contracts out these programs, but in January, they will be consolidated regionally. This week, the state awarded contracts to counties and companies to run the programs in 11 areas. La Crosse-based Workforce Connections will work with food share recipients in southwest Wisconsin. Executive Director Teresa Pierce says it understands the urban and rural needs of employers and workers in the region.
We will be working with the full system to make sure that we put people onto the career path that makes the most sense for them. So everybody comes to us with different skill sets, and it's our job to assess those individuals and figure out where they're at on their own career path and how we can move them forward.
Also in January, food share participants who are able-bodied adults without dependent children will have a work requirement. Participating in an employment and training program can fulfill that requirement. Department of Health Services spokeswoman Claire Smith says the state has invested money in the program to help get people back to work.
What we're focused on, you know, is helping Wisconsin residents move from dependence on government programs to the independence and dignity that comes with working hard to build a prosperous future.
Food share participants that don't fulfill their work requirement will only receive 3 months of benefits during a 3-year period. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.